T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a hot topic in the league, obviously. Colin Kaepernick, a workout. How are you guys going to handle that?
You know, Jeff, like any workout, we really keep those things in-house, and that's where we'll keep that one.
Okay, that was Ryan Pace. Mysterious Ryan Pace.
Only thing interesting he said the entire time.
Yeah, it wasn't really that interesting, Tony. Not that interesting at all. Here is something that might interest you. I am going to drop the Cowley House of L interview tonight. It looks like I'm going to be able to get front and back done. Yeah. So it'll be House of L. I do a podcast. I talk with journalists. You can search for it. House of L podcast. It's on Stitcher and Google Play Music and Apple and Spotify. I'm going to drop the Cowley tonight. It's really good. And we talk about a lot of stuff. I mean, yes, Joe drops bombs, but we also spent, I think, 30 minutes talking about cancer. So it's really good. You'll want to hear it.
Who did he take the blade to? Or who didn't he take the blade to? That might be a shorter list.
Yeah, that's probably a shorter list. I'll just leave it for people to listen to.
Okay, all right.
I will say, though,
I have been sufficiently teased in recent days, so.
I will say that I have reached out to a bunch of people to just let them know. So,
what was the response?
Got it. Thank you for the heads up.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I just wanted to let people know, so in case they, I'd rather them hear it from me than be like, hey, did you hear what happened on Lawrence's podcast? Like, here's what happened.
Yeah.
You got beef. He also tells
media
some
beef.
Incredible stories about Ozzie Guillen on here. Incredible
yeah. Okay.
Stuff. So I'm looking forward to dropping it. It'll be out later on tonight. Hello,
I could use an Ozzie Guillen break, actually, so that would be fun. Hi, Lawrence.
Hello, Lawrence.
We're all set to go here with nonstop Bears and NFL chatter until 6 o'clock. Boomer Esiason will check in, and we'll see who's the right play caller for these Bears.
And then Eddie Jackson at 5 o'clock after giving Mitch Trubisky a pump-up speech after his one touchdown yesterday. I don't know if you caught that on the broadcast.
I'm sure Mitch doesn't remember it.
But, right. But it seemed like Eddie Jackson was saying, thank you, finally. Like, 2 takeaways in the first quarter, no points.
How about one more of those puppies?
44 plays ran in the first half, no points. 74 plays ran in the game, 7 points. Yuck. They stink. They are terrible.
It's not good.
It's an unwatchable product.
Oh, you watch it.
We get to watch it twice in 5 days next week. We got it twice in 5 days next week. Sunday and then the fast turnaround to the Thanksgiving
3
day,
times
day.
In 11 days.
Oh, man.
It feels like when anything good happens to the Bears offensively, it was an accident.
No, you're right.
That's how it feels.
Or a penalty.
You're just like, wait. Yeah. What? First down? Oh, okay.
This is nice.
Unbelievable.
I like living here. These first downs are great.
I think my favorite was the option when he pitched well before he got to where he was supposed to be. That was probably my favorite of the night.
I enjoyed them running it to the short side of the field with a quarterback who has a hip injury.
To a running back that has an ankle injury. Can't forget that part.
On 3rd and 1.
It's amazing.
I don't know, because I was doing the national show last night, so I was watching the game with one eye, so I woke up early and watched the entire thing today, so I have listened to way less of a Built for Tough Bears Monday on the Score than I normally would like to. Lawrence, you can tell me. Were people buying what Matt Nagy was selling?
I implore you to go back through the text screen, and it was, what, 12:25?
I listened to that live.
Almost 100% no.
See, that's interesting to me, because does it make any sense to bench Mitch Trubisky for performance in that time and score situation? I would say no.
No.
Why would you do it then? Right? Like, you had ample opportunity to do it
right.
with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. At the start of the fourth quarter, there was
right.
plenty of opportunity to bench him for performance when it was yeah. a one-score game.
He finally did it when it's a two-score game.
He had three and outs after the touchdown drive. So I believe that he benched him for injury in his mind. What I think happened is that Trubisky, because he tried to stay in and was denied, that he took it as a benching.
I'm being benched.
And there was clearly a communication breakdown again on Matt Nagy's sideline.
Communication breakdown!
It's always the same!
So, like, I don't think Matt Nagy is lying. I really don't. I think that there was serious miscommunications on that sideline as a result of chaos, which is also damning.
Yeah, this is another example yep. of there not being great communication on a Matt Nagy sideline
Correct.
During a game. And it's really bothered me because I don't think that he has done a great job of being an effective CEO of game management
right.
for the Bears this year. What makes me mad is when he is then asked the questions about giving up play calling, he takes it as an affront to his ability as a play caller, when that's not what's, even though there are questions there too.
Yeah, because it's part of that.
But the fact that you've got all this stuff that seems to happen on your sideline and you don't either know or aren't great at communicating it is a red flag for me.
Yeah, he was more open today to the question, and we're going to play both answers. He was more open today to the question of giving up play calling duties than he was 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, but not for the reason that you want him to be. He's still looking at this as, no, my scheme works, my plays. That's not, I don't think, what Moon was saying. I don't think that's what Hub was saying a couple weeks ago
right.
when he was talking about you watching offensive line play, and he seems to take it that way all the time. We're talking about whether or not you can effectively keep your eyes on the job at hand.
Right. Can you keep straight which hash mark we're going to be kneeling at? Right. Can you keep track of, are you aware that your quarterback got worked out or examined at halftime for a hip injury? Those sort of things.
Like, are you aware that Chase Daniel is standing right next to you guys with the earpiece in, a cup of coffee, and no helmet on? Are you aware of that?
So I saw that too. Like, that was weird, right? He claims definitively that he was warming up with Cody Whitehair, but nobody saw him warming up with Cody.
And it's possible people missed it.
Of course it is.
It's possible that the cameras missed it. But it's still a weird thing where if the quarterback is going in, you wouldn't have him still have the clip on for the earpiece because your offense isn't out there anymore. Because if it were, one of the two guys would be out there that are standing next to him, and he doesn't have a helmet on.
Yeah, it was
bizarre
at best. But so do you agree that he did bench him for injury?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, me too.
I'm convinced. I'm convinced by, hey, he got hit in the hip. And during the break yesterday, Lance was talking about having a hip pointer. And he was saying, like, what it's like when it locks up. I'm convinced of that. But as I said on the show earlier, I would ask Matt Nagy to watch the television copy, to check his own body language when it comes. Since he wants Mitch to check his, perhaps he should check his own body language and the message that he sends out.
What grabbed you about his body language?
It didn't seem like a guy that was taking an injured guy out. It seemed like a guy who was benching a guy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, and he said as much today that he was trying to have privacy and console Mitch and say, you know, this is not about performance and you're my guy and all of that. And then that clearly came across on the broadcast after the fact. And not that anyone really cares about us in the media, but if they were benching him for injury, you want to do a you're doing a disservice to your player not getting that information
Correct.
Out there quickly, because you got Chris Collinsworth in front of 18 million people last night opining that it's a changing of the guard at quarterback.
The word from Bears PR is there's no word from Bears PR. One of my highlights last night. It was like the second half of the NFC Championship game 8 or 9 years ago.
Your whole organization was put on blast yesterday.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. With Ryan Pace in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was odd, man.
Your quarterback being bad.
Again.
The guy that you traded for didn't have a statistic.
He didn't. He didn't even have
I didn't spend any time on that. And I don't think I've ever seen that before. And I went through the box score and I'm like, he had to have had one. I'm like, there had to be a pass defense.
I thought he had a hurry. I thought he had a hurry, but the graphic on NBC said zip for everything.
I'm in the official box score, and his name isn't on it.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
That's disturbing. There are a lot of numbers.
Yeah, Bruce. Second cousin to Harvey the Rabbit. I conjured him out of thin air.
He only exists on paper. $140 million worth of paper for Khalil Mack. One of the other numbers that really jumps out at me as disturbing is David Montgomery's long run of 5 last night. That was rich, too. That offensive line, man, is just terrible.
They really are. I don't know who the worst one is. I mean, Coward, when he was one-on-one with Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I mean, for him. I can't blame the young man for getting his ass kicked Aaron Donald. I'm with you. I feel like that's a bad spot.
He's
man.
Like, I was playing defense as a backup to the backup 2 years ago, and now I'm one-on-one with Aaron Donald.
How did I get here?
That's a tough spot to be in. But yeah. Bears.
More ugliness.
All right, well, then you guys have to it. Yeah, enjoy yourselves with this today.
Seems like
it's going to be great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.